This is an RNIB talking book.
How Green Was My Curate by Fred Seacombe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To my wife, Sandra, without whose help and encouragement, this book would not have been written. How Green Was My Curate by Fred Seacombe. Chapter 1. I hope you have better luck with this parish than you've had in your first one. My mother's parting words echoed in my head as the Paddington train pulled out of High Street Station, Swansea, on the first Saturday in June 1945. Standing in the corridor, jammed between a burly Welsh guardsman and a lanky aircraftsman, my 5'7" made me appear like the ungenerous filling in my Auntie Edna's sandwiches. The two servicemen carried on a conversation over my head, while I mused on my mother's words. My first curacy had been a disaster. Burning with enthusiasm, I'd gone from college to St. Matthias, Swansea, only to have the fires quenched by the wettest of vicars, who'd never had a curate before. In the 18 months I wasted there, I learnt nothing from a man who was more interested in being outside his parish than inside it. Now I was going to an elderly priest who had trained many curates. Canon R.T.S. Llewellyn, M.A., Oxford, third-class theology and a boxing blue, was vicar of Pont y Wen, population 6,000, in the western valley of Monmouthshire. According to his advertisement in the Church Times, there were three churches, two in the town and one in the country.